The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Animals love Eric. Why? Because he's one of them. He eats tin cans like a goat, and he can inflate his throat just like a bullfrog. And if he gets scared, he hops away, doink, doink, just like a cricket. It's pretty crazy, but that's just who he is. And now here he is, everybody's favorite manimal, Eric Metaxas.
I don't think so, Todd. I don't think so. Hey, folks. I'm excited because once again, this has been happening regularly on the show. I get to talk to someone for a full hour, someone whom I respect greatly, whom I consider a fellow traveler in all things good, true, and beautiful. He has been on the program before, but never in this unbelievably gilded studio. His name is Larry Taunton, my friend. Welcome back.
Hey, delighted to be with you. And also mirrored.
Is this not unbelievable? I said I want it to look as much like Versailles as Versailles. And they've done it.
They have. They've achieved it.
It's just incredible. Well, look, it's great to have you in New York with your wife, Lori. We're hanging out here. You, where do we start with you? I have to tell my audience in case, because tons of people are tuning in. They don't know who you are. Socrates in the City. I did with you on your last book, The Faith of Christopher Hitchens. A genuinely spectacular literary achievement. I was profoundly impressed. A lot of haters hated on you who refused to read the book. But The Faith of Christopher Hitchens, that's one book you wrote. You wrote another book called The Grace Effect. You've written a lot of books. You do a lot of cool stuff. You're here now mainly to talk about traveling around the world in 80 days. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jules Verne Jr. Larry, people have no clue about this, so I better shut up. What are we talking about?
Well, I literally went around the world in 80 days, and then I did it again. I've just come back from my second circumnavigation of the globe.
This is a family show, please.
and really, what I was seeking to do, Eric, is, you know, we're constantly hearing from the left in this country how evil America is. And that got me thinking, you know, well, what are the options? What, I mean, if we're supposed to be like France, or we're supposed to be like a Scandinavian country or somewhere else, let's go and investigate that. So what I decided to do was effectively an Alexis de Tocqueville in reverse. You know, de Tocqueville.
That sounds, you know what that sounds? That sounds like a really advanced diving move, right? He's doing a reverse Tocqueville, and oh, I mean, you did, but here's the fact is you did it. I mean, Alexis de Tocqueville came from France to America to help him understand why was America great. You left America and literally went around the world in 80 days to see, is America something worth celebrating?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if we consider the options, I mean, I've forgotten his name, Alec Baldwin, you know, who threatened years ago to leave the country. Where would he go? Where would he want to live? I went in search of that country. But if it turned out that America really wasn't all that special, well, then I'd come back and to recommend to conservatives, to Christians, to others, you know, let's join them and throw a log on the great American bonfire.
But let me say this. If you're really wealthy, like Alec Baldwin and others who threatened to leave America, you can live in many places tremendously well. But if you're an average person,
yes.
If you're somebody like you or me who can't afford whatever it is, armed guards and an estate or whatever, if you're just a normal person, yeah, if you had to leave America, where would you go and what would you find?
Yeah,
and you did this.
Yeah, I mean, your point is very well taken. I mean, Saddam Hussein seemed to have lived rather well in Iraq. So, yes, if you've got the wealth and the power, then you can live well anywhere. But how does the average person live? And so my son Zachary and I, he went with me on the first trip. You've met Zachary, and Zachary, you know, he was vlogging for the, you know, the millennial crowd as we
did
went around the world.
Did you say vlogging?
Vlogging. That's exactly what did. He was video blogging.
Okay.
This is one of these strange new words that have entered the English language. Yeah. But we launched out from Los Angeles. I went to New Zealand, all over Southeast Asia, all over Asia. And I didn't take him with me when I went to Nigeria. It was a little too dangerous to take anybody with me there. But we went there, South Africa. We hit a total of, I think, 30 countries in all.
I mean, it's amazing. The last time you did it, when I was in the old studio, we were doing kind of updates with you. You would call me from different countries and things like that. Now we're not really doing that kind of a show. We do more stuff in person or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I thought when you come back from your trip, it would be nice to hear what happened. And I still can't get over, Larry, the energy that it would take to plan a trip to 30 countries in 80 days and to write about it and stuff. Are you crazy? How do you do this? I mean, this is amazing to me.
Well, the logistics are difficult, and I had a lot of people helping me, you know, getting all the logistics just right, because you really have to keep a pretty tight schedule. And so we didn't hit 30 countries in 80 days. I think we hit something like 21 countries in 80 days, and then we went back and, you know, and added another 10 or so. But yes, that part was very hard. So we had to make sure that the schedule had enough flexibility that if you needed to stay longer, that you could. But you travel a lot, Eric, and you learn the tricks of traveling.
Yeah.
You learn what airlines you should and shouldn't take. In some cases, we didn't have very many options. You learn that if you get off the airplane first or close to it, you get through immigration and passport control pretty rapidly. You get to baggage claim. I mean, we had all this stuff down to a science. And we packed fairly minimally. And sometimes we would have things waiting for us in particular countries so we could ship things home. And, you know, I mean, part of the things that was so difficult in this in terms of the packing is you're going from extreme northerly climates to southerly climates. You know, so you're carrying around this big fur coat, you know, let's say.
Yeah.
And it has absolutely, it's not useful to you while you're in South Africa.
Yeah. Actually, that's funny. We literally, Suzanne and I just went through that because we go skiing like once a year. And we managed somehow to plan it so that we were in Florida right before that. And it was bizarre. Or after that. And you arrive in Florida with a huge fur coat. And you think, what do I do with this now?
Yeah.
It's awkward even to carry through the airport.
Yeah.
But, okay, so you wrote a book called The Grace Effect. And in that book, which is a magnificent book, you kind of tell this story, you make the same point simply talking about Ukraine.
Yeah.
You adopted your daughter. Talk a little bit about the grace effect to set people up for the bigger idea.
Well, in 2009, my wife, who's sitting over here, my wife and I adopted our daughter, Sasha, from Ukraine.
Right.
And my background is as an academic, studying history and writing on it. And we had to spend about 6 weeks in that country in the process of adopting her. And We had to bribe every single official that we encountered in that process, but one. And I began writing a little bit about this. You know, what it raises an interesting question. I mean, if human nature is the same the world over, how do we account for some societies being better than others? I mean, a lot of Americans want to say, well, it's because we're Americans. I mean, we're just better because we're Americans. Well, of course, that's not true.
Yeah, you and I would both say that is a lie from the pit of hell.
Absolutely.
And that when anybody talks about American exceptionalism, they're not talking about the people, because we are just as sinful as anybody in any country. It's the culture. That's what you were getting at in the Ukraine. I just want to say, because we're going to go to break here, I've thought about this a lot. My mother came from Germany, from East Germany. My father came from Greece. Why did they come to America? What is it that was here? And obviously, if you buy into those ideas, you become as American as George Washington. Mm-hmm. My mother and father as American as George Washington, mm-hmm. even though they still have their accents. So this is the issue. We're not talking about people. We're talking about cultures and ideas. And so when we come back, more with Larry Taunton. If you want to find him, go to LarryAlexTaunton.com. I recommend it, LarryAlexTaunton.com.
So, along with everything else you have to do day to day running your business, you're trying to manage your digital marketing and social media. It's a lot of heavy lifting. How can you compete? You need some help from Salem Surround. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at SalemSurround.com. SalemSurround.com. Connecting you with new customers.
In his new book, Rise of the Servant Kings, former LAPD officer and Promise Keepers chairman Ken Harrison shares that real men are designed to be proactive, courageous, and humble, not passive, fearful, or arrogant. This book equips men to confidently step into their marriages, families, work, and friendships with newfound strength as they embrace God's true plan for their lives. Rise of the Servant Kings, available wherever books are sold and at riseoftheservantkings.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Attention timeshare owners. Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. With rising costs, you probably wish you had a way to get out of that burdensome and expensive timeshare. Thankfully, we can help. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Hey, folks, it's Eric Metaxas. I got to tell you, MyPillow.com, one of the biggest sponsors we've ever had on this program, probably the biggest, they have a special deal for you if you listen to this program. And you can tell your friends, even if they don't listen to this program, if you put in the code Eric or Metaxas right now, this is a limited time offer, as they say, you can get a 2-pack of MyPillow's premium pillows for the lowest price that's ever been offered on radio or TV, okay? This is like breaking news. It ends up being $34.99 per pillow. These are the premium pillows, only available at MyPillow.com, or if you call 800-978-3057, you have to use the promo code Eric or Metaxas. You know these pillows are different than any other pillows. It's why we rave about them. They come with a 10-year warranty. Whoever heard of that? People rave and rave about them, but the 2-pack, lowest price ever, MyPillow.com. Use the code.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
My first question for my guest, Larry Taunton. If you don't mind, simply yes or no. Were you ever a boogie singer playing in a rock and roll band?
That would be no.
Okay. Let's move on to more complex questions. You went around the world. You visited all these countries. I have to ask you the first question. Was there any scary experience or any moment that you found frightening?
Nigeria. Nigeria can be terrifying. And I was there at the invitation of my dear friend, a man you need to have on this show, the Anglican Bishop Juan Jumbez, who is a bold and daring Christian leader in that country. And you know, it's a very difficult situation because you have the Boko Haram, you have the Fulani herdsmen militia, both of which are Muslim extremist groups. They, on a fairly regular basis, are slaughtering Christians. And Westerners, you know, when I arrived at the airport, I arrived on a plane that was, you know, it felt like it was about a third capacity. And it was people working for oil companies chiefly. And they arrive and boom, they're all gone. And there I am, you know, standing out front. And, you know, the bishop pulls up, picks me up. They lay my seat back in the back seat so that I'm not visible, and away we go. And it's a very frightening experience because Westerners are targeted because it's assumed they are all rich. And by the standards of the country, of course, they are. Christians are targeted. And the bishop has tried to get many, many Christians from the West to come and visit them, and they just simply don't. And I thought, I want to go there. I want to see what they are enduring there, and I want to write about it. And so that was also not simply tense, but it was also one of the most marvelous experiences. I mean, what amazing people.
Well, it's extraordinary to think. It's like out of a movie. I mean, you arrive at an airport, and then you have to get in the back of a car so people can't see you. That is frightening. Mm-hmm. Who has been through that? I certainly haven't been through that. How is it possible for a bishop, an Anglican bishop, to live in that kind of situation?
You know, what really amazed me there, Eric, is that the bishop is in that country. He's more than just somebody who gives sermons, you know, on Sundays. He is a community leader. He's someone who plays a very important role for his own flock in terms of their health care, in terms of their education, trying to train them in agriculture, all these kinds of things. So the bishop has to be very, you know, a man of tremendous resources. I think it's very, very difficult, but these are some of the Nigerians were the most remarkable people that I met on this entire trip. I mean, my admiration for them is boundless, and their hospitality. These are people who felt like they were prepared to give their life for yours, their love of Christ. You just simply feel like you're not really worthy of them.
I have to hope you're writing a book about this with the title Around the World Day or something like that.
Yes.
Are you doing that?
I am, yes.
I mean, because honestly, Larry, this is when you first shared this with me a while ago, this is a big idea. Mm-hmm. This is a great idea. Mm-hmm. And I hope you do write that. And I mean, maybe you've been writing it and maybe it'll be done soon. I don't know.
Well, I serialized it. You can find it at LarryAlexTaunton.com. But I serialized it for Daily Caller. Day three, day four, day 10, you know, so the entire project was published by them. Also, some of it by Fox News.
I need to spend way more time on social media. What's wrong with me? No, it's kind of funny because I don't read any blogs or I don't seem to have the time. I don't know where the focus, but that's what a great way to do something, to get it out there and then to have it. And then you can publish it in a book, because a lot of people are book readers and a lot of people are internet readers.
Well, and you know this, as a writer yourself, we're always looking for that outside stimulation. And, you know, sitting on my ranch in the South is as delightful as it is. And as much as I enjoy it, I don't find it necessarily providing me much fodder.
You're an Alabama man.
Absolutely.
We've got to be clear. You're an Alabama
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I'm from the South. So down there, I don't find quite as much to write about. For me, anyway, because it's all so familiar to me. The way New York is very familiar to you. Traveling around the world, I found myself constantly wanting to sit down with my laptop and write about something I had just experienced or some people I had just met or something that I had just observed.
Well, okay, so you've been to all these places. Since you've done most of the writing, I'm just excited. When do you think the book will come out?
Give me a year.
And why? You've already written most of it.
Well, this will have to be a dinner conversation, but I have another book that's in the queue in front of it. And it actually relates to atheists, and I'll just simply say this. You're very well aware of the fact that I've done an awful lot in terms of debating, you know, some fairly prominent atheists. In fact, last time I was in New York, I think I was on Al Jazeera doing a debate with Daniel Dennett and a Muslim by the name of Zaid Shakir. Sounds like a joke, really. A Muslim, an atheist, and a Christian all walk into
Al Jazeera
in New York. But I'm going to write about some of those experiences.
Okay, so you're going to do that first?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why would you do that first when you've already written the other stuff? What am I missing?
Well,
Alvin, help
that'll
me.
Have to be a dinner conversation.
Okay, well, so. Whatever. I don't care. I trust you. I want to tell people who aren't familiar with you again that we did a wonderful Socrates in the City event around your book, The Faith of Christopher Hitchens.
And my, what controversy.
That book, in fact, I have never done this before. In case you wonder if I'm your friend, I've never done this for anyone before. I wrote a Wall Street Journal op-ed defending you.
You did.
And the book, because I was so outraged by your treatment and by the treatment. It was such, I have to say, literally speaking, it's a great achievement. It's not just an interesting idea. The idea that you will tell the idea of what the book is, because some people.
Well, my editor at HarperCollins, a man who was once, I think, your editor, Joel Miller, had encouraged me to write this book about my relationship with Christopher Hitchens. I never claimed to be a part of his inner circle, but I knew Christopher reasonably well. Before he died, we took two very lengthy road trips together, one from D.C. all the way to my home in Birmingham, Alabama, and another one through Yellowstone National Park.
I mean, I just want to say, that's a big deal. To spend many, 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 many hours in a car with Christopher Hitchens. I can only imagine those conversations. And in fact, I'm very sorry that you didn't have a camera on the two of you the whole time so that it could be edited into one of the coolest things ever.
It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed Christopher. He seemed to enjoy my company as well. And we studied the Gospel of John together. We discussed and debated in a very friendly way.
But wait. You know what you just said? There are people listening who aren't familiar with the book. They didn't watch the Socrates in the City, which I recommend. You studied the Gospel of John with Christopher Hitchens, one of the top atheists on planet Earth in the last 20 years. That alone is insane. I mean, I can't even believe that.
Yeah, that came about because I had challenged. I've done the same thing with Richard Dawkins, who I have a friendly relationship with. And Richard has never taken me up on this. But Christopher was open to the idea. And I had, you know, we would be sitting over dinner conversation or something. And, of course, we debated each other publicly. But I would say to him, that's just crazy, what you've just said. I mean, it suggests to me you've never actually actually read the Bible. I mean, let's sit down and talk about it together. You know, let's just treat it like any bit of literature. You know, let's just read all the way through it. And so he agreed to do that. And we, you know, we didn't make it all the way through the book, as you can imagine, in a car ride, but we probably studied it for about 4 hours, and we went through the first chapter. And the first chapter, of course, is marvelous. You know, the first 18 verses, you know, the prologue
and,
there.
And you just want to hear Christopher Hitchens reading
it,
his voice.
Yeah, with that Richard Burton-like, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. I mean, this is Christopher. Yeah. And, you know, you alluded to the controversy. There were those who claimed that I had claimed a deathbed conversion. As you know from reading the book, I had written the last chapter in anticipation of those very claims, but it didn't seem to matter. There were people who I think were frightened by the book, and
they were frightened.
And they said, and in fact, that was the title of your Wall Street Journal piece: "Are Atheists Afraid of God?" And I think the answer to that is yes. So they set out to discredit it. So I didn't make any definitive statements about what he did or didn't do at the end. I wasn't there, and I don't know the man's heart. I just simply say in the book that in my experience with him, I felt that Christopher was searching. I felt he was a real searcher.
But a kind of a closet searcher.
A careful
searcher, hiding his search from his public because his public would not abide. They would not abide the idea that that being open to anything but atheism was at all rational. I mean, look, you write about this in the book. You speak about it at Socrates in the City. We don't need to speak about it here. I hope people will go check that out. We'll be right back with Larry Taunton. The website, LarryAlexTaunton.com.
Want you to always love me.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Missouri's Republican-led legislature has approved a sweeping bill to ban abortions at 8 weeks of pregnancy, joining Alabama and other states that have moved to severely restrict the procedure. Republican Governor Mike Parson is expected to sign the bill. The ban would include exceptions for medical emergencies, but not for pregnancies caused by rape or incest. Doctors would face 5 to 15 years in prison for violating the 8-week cutoff. Women who receive abortions would not be prosecuted. President Trump has removed metal tariffs on Canada and Mexico. As part of Friday's arrangement, the Canadians and Mexicans have agreed to scrap retaliatory tariffs they had imposed on U.S. goods. And Fiat Chrysler recalling minivans in North America because they could lose power-assisted steering or the engines could stall. This is SRN News.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fish Line, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. My guest is my friend, Larry Alex Taunton. Look, he's right here. Larry, okay, there's so much to talk about with you. I just hope people will go to your website so they can get the breadth of what you do. But mainly, you're a writer.
Yep.
You comment on cultural issues. You live in Alabama, but you travel the world. Your latest thing was traveling the whole world. But I guess I want to ask you... you did an ad. I mean, this is just out of the box, crazy, brilliant, for the Super Bowl. Would you tell about that?
Yeah, this, you, Eric, you'll love this. My wife and I were driving to D.C. We were on our way to the National Prayer Breakfast, and we're listening to the radio, and they say that the previous night Super Bowl, which was I think 2010. Had the largest viewing audience in the history of American television, 110 million people. And I threw out the idea to Lori. I said, if you had 30 seconds to share any message you wanted with 110 million people, what would it be? Well, Lori quite rightly said, well, it'd be the gospel. Could you get that down and to condense that into 30 seconds? So I started calling around and I pick up the phone and I call, first, the Birmingham studio. How much does it cost to do a Super Bowl commercial? And they said, oh, that's $20,000. I said, no. I'm talking about a national commercial. And they said, oh, you need Atlanta for that. So they patched me into Atlanta. I said, how much does it cost to do a Super Bowl for next year's Super Bowl, the 2011? And they said, well, that's $400,000. I said, no, I'm not talking about just the Atlanta market. I mean... And they said, you mean a network? When I said, yes, they said, you need Philadelphia. So they send me to Philadelphia, again, Philadelphia, then patches me into the vice president of Fox Sports, who had the next year's Super Bowl. The man is boarding a private plane at that very moment. And he said, boy, you're a little ahead of the curve on this, aren't you? I mean, we just finished the Super Bowl last night. And I said, yeah, I want to get something in. And he said, well, what's your product? And I said, well, I don't really have a product. It's just a message. I would like to do a Super Bowl commercial that puts, that asks the question, what does John 3:16 mean? He said, we don't do religious things. And I said, well, I mean, John 3:16, it's ubiquitous in the sport. It's everywhere. And he paused and he said, you're a clever man. and he called me back and he said, okay, I'll give you a chance. And we didn't have any money.
Which is itself surprising.
Which is crazy. But listen, I thought Fox Sports dealt with us very friendly, very fairly.
First of all, you're crazy. Who in the world, I mean, I have ideas like this. Never begin to execute on them. The idea that you call up this guy and you're asking about this, I presume you thought you could raise the money? What were you thinking?
I thought there was a potential for that. The cost at that time was $3.5 million, which now I think it's maybe five.
Chicken feed.
But this
for
is
us,
nothing
for us writers. That's chicken feed.
But it was $3.5 million just for the spot. That's not your production cost. So I went back and I know of the guys in film and in television and directors and script writers and so on. And I call all these guys together. And they come to my office, and there's about 14 of them. And I said, I didn't tell them why they were there. And I said, guys, I have this crazy idea. What if we were to try to put the Gospel of John, the Gospel of John, John 3:16, we were to put that in front of next year's Super Bowl commercial, Super Bowl audience. Think of that.
Right.
110 million. And, I said, if you guys don't believe this can be done, you can leave. And I'd say maybe a third of them did. Larry, it's good to see you. This is nuts. But the rest of them stayed. And we treated this a little bit like Apollo 13. I said, guys, I've managed to raise $50,000 for your production costs. So, Larry, it's just not possible. 50,000. I mean, if you told me we had a half a million to spend, I'd say that's not enough for the production cost of a commercial like this. But they did it. And they produced a beautiful commercial with to the music of Keith and Kristen Getty, who you know. You can find this online on YouTube.
How would people look it up?
You can just go to YouTube and type in John 3:16 Super Bowl commercial. You'll find two there. One is the director's cut, which is about 45 seconds and has more of the Getty's music. And then there's the actual one. Now, Fox Sports did ultimately turn us down, but we were ahead of others in what has now become very common. I was ready for this. The reality is I didn't have $3.5 million. And so we fired off the press release stating we had had a Super Bowl commercial that had been turned down. And the New York Times ran a piece on it. And it
Wait a minute. So it was, in fact, turned down.
It was turned down.
Because of the content.
Because of the content. But the wonderful thing, Eric, is that it was played in every major media market multiple times as a news item.
Because it was turned down.
Because it was turned down.
Ha ha. That's very funny, Larry.
So we were kind of one of the first ones to play that game with the networks. Hey, see the commercial that was too hot for TV. And it worked. Our strategy worked marvelously. And the Lord blessed it in ways you just cannot imagine. I mean, we were hearing from people that just seeing it, you know, had brought a tear to their eye because they were so accustomed to seeing assaults on their faith, not something that was just simply asking the question. Have you ever wondered, you see John 3:16 all the time, have you ever wondered what it means?
Wow. See, that's nice, Larry. I knew you were a sharp guy, but I didn't know he was this sharp. I'll be honest with you. We're going to be right back. We're talking to Larry Alex Taunton. LarryAlexTaunton.com is the website. I think you should go there. Albin, I always talk about Relief Factor, but sometimes it's better to hear from somebody else. So today, we're going to hear from Anne. Here she is.
It has changed my life, is the only thing I can say. Been exercising for years. My shoulder is in bad, bad shape. It's swelling. It hurts. It goes numb during the night. Well, I heard about Relief Factor on the radio, and I'd been hearing testimonies for a couple of years, and I decided I'm going to order Relief Factor because I need help. I was sleeping sitting up for 5 years with pillows in my back, and now I'm sleeping flat on my back with one pillow.
This is amazing. I beg my relatives to take this. I was at a wedding recently. I'm begging them. I'm saying, look, you've got aches and pains. Take this. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you. You're crazy not to try it. And by the way, it's cheap. Like, that's the whole idea. That's why it's, like, you know, sweeping the nation, because people can afford to take it.
Yes.
Go to ReliefFactor.com. Get the quick start pack for $19.99. Check it out. 3 weeks. ReliefFactor.com.
Everyone's talking about Better Together, the exciting new talk show by women and for women airing daily on TBN Television Network. Join host Lori Crouch and some awesome women of faith in action. Better Together is a fast-moving 30 minutes of honest, engaging conversation about all sorts of issues. No topic is off limits. That's what Better Together is all about, living, loving, and growing in God's grace together as friends and family. Join in weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific for Better Together, exclusively on TBN.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night, or just trudging through each day but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling, and that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we
tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
We have some exciting news for the 64 million households that still have a landline telephone. You've probably had the same telephone number for years, and it's important to you. Family, friends, colleagues, doctors, and a lifetime of connections have that number as a way of connecting with you. Now there's an exciting service that allows you to keep your important home number and get rid of that expensive landline. OurOldNumber.com is revolutionizing how we use that important home telephone number. With OurOldNumber.com, calls to your home telephone number can reach any member of the family wherever they are. Callers hear a personalized greeting from you, select the family member they wish to reach, and the call is immediately forwarded onto that family member's cell phone. There's no equipment needed or long-term contracts, and it's only $9.99 per month. Best of all, it eliminates those pesky sales calls. It's easy to get started. Just go to OurOldNumber.com and follow the directions. That's OurOldNumber.com.
Actually, we're not going to let the music play. We're going to talk to Larry Alex Taunton, who's my guest. The music can wait. LarryAlexTaunton.com, the website. I want to go back to the 80 days around the world, the reverse Tocqueville diving move that you did. How, you know, you and I understand that America is not great because Americans are better. America is an idea, and it is that idea that is the best idea. It's an idea of self-government and freedom. It's fragile. I've written about it in my book, If You Can Keep It. I talk about it all the time. So when you travel around the world, what does that look like in reverse? In other words, what do you see? Do you see a lack of these things?
Yes.
In different countries?
Well, you know, we were talking earlier about the grace effect, and the grace effect is a term that I coined that simply means this, that in any society where there's a significant number of Christians who take their faith very seriously, it transforms that society, meaning that as you and I experience grace inwardly, we exhibit it outwardly. And that has a demonstrable effect on a culture. So, you know, here we live in a country, and I know you feel as passionate about this as I do, where we are deliberately discarding our Christian heritage. And what people don't seem to understand is that you can't keep the superstructure, that is all the things that Christianity is bequeathed to us, while kicking out the substructure. You just can't. And it's encoded. The Christian faith is encoded in our laws, in our art, in our expectations. And I bring this up all the time in debating with atheists who will make some appeal to fairness. And I want to say, I mean, what is that based on? In your worldview, there is no ultimate truth. There is no ultimate right and wrong. I can just treat you however I want to. Now, I do accept that there is an ultimate truth and an ultimate reality, and that is founded in the person of Jesus Christ. But you don't believe that. And so it's, you know, that's where we find ourselves. So when you go around the world, often what you're discovering is the absence of these things. I mean, why is it so corrupt in Russia, where I've spent so much time?
Well, actually, that to me is a big issue around the whole world.
Yes.
And we in America don't have a clue. Mm-mm. Because we've trusted our institutions. We can scream about them and say whatever we want. Basically, they are solid. Mm-hmm. Basically, we are not corrupt. You go around the world and it is wall-to-wall corruption. Go to Greece, go anywhere. And we are so uncorrupt in comparison.
By comparison, yes.
We don't even think about the concept of corruption.
No. I do business in other parts of the world, and you discover this is the way business is done. You find out that you know, you went into the meeting with the wrong expectations. The reason you got the answer no is because he was waiting for a little bit of extra money, and you didn't give it.
Look, I experienced this in Greece a year and a half ago. I couldn't believe it. I won't go into it, but I was being shaken down by it was a cop, and the whole thing was stunning to me because I was so naive as an American, I didn't quite get it until it was over.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, that's what they do here. They're pigs.
Yeah.
They're corrupt.
Yeah.
They're shaking you down because you got a buck. They don't care about right and wrong.
Yeah.
This is what we do. I was so angry. You can imagine. I was furious. This is the country I love. These are the people I love. That's what they do. I don't imagine that's happening too much in Germany, but it's happening in a lot of countries.
Yeah, it is. And this comes back to the ideas that that a society absorbs. You know, William Golding, who was the author of The Lord of the Flies, he said, I found this. I thought this was fascinating. I found his book proposal to his editor, who had asked him the simple question, what is this book about? And he said, well, if I were to put it in a sentence, it would be this: the problems of human society are the problems of human nature. And I thought, that's just genius. That's great. And the problems of human society are the problems of human nature. And some religions, some philosophies, some ideas exacerbate our nature, and some restrain it. The Christian faith seeks to restrain our nature. Islam, for instance, and I encountered this, you know, in many parts of the world, exacerbates that nature because it gives justification to violence. It gives justification to misogyny. It gives justification to racism, all sorts of things. So the Christian faith, by contrast, which has deeply influenced this country, even people who are not themselves Christians, They have breathed in the air, as it were,
look,
of a Christian culture.
That's an important point. I was thinking of that, I think, in the shower this morning. I thought, America
glad
is
I wasn't there.
A Christian, me too, a Christian nation, not officially, and it's because we're not officially a Christian nation that Christianity is busting out all over. And I'm not talking about Pentecostal, evangelical. I'm talking about your average atheist or agnostic behaves Christianly because it suffuses the culture. Why do we care about helping the poor? Why do we care about the homeless? Why do we say racism is wrong? Where do we get these ideas from? These ideas are part of the warp and woof of the entire culture, and it doesn't matter what religion you are behaving in a Christian way.
Mm-hmm.
It's everywhere.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, we believe in a God of grace. He's a God of law, but he is also a God of grace, and he's bestowed it upon my life. He's bestowed it upon your life, and he has shed his grace on, you know, America as well. And I came back from this trip, Eric, really feeling like America's uniqueness, its exceptionalism, is something that's worth fighting for. It's worth preserving because the idea of America is so unique. The influence that America's had on the rest of the world, which I found to be, and this is a whole different issue and we may not have time for it, but the Jekyll and Hyde influence of America on other parts of the world.
When we come back, I want to talk about that. We just got 4 or 5 minutes left. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. We are at MetaxasTalk.com. You can find Larry Alex Taunton conveniently at LarryAlexTaunton.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
It'll shake all your trouble from your worried mind. Get a rhythm when you get the blues.
There's something called Angel Tree Camp. They reach out to the kids of prisoners. It is so beautiful. These kids can get out of a bad environment and go to a beautiful camp for a week. For $200, you can send one of these kids to Angel Tree Camp. I recommend it very highly, and I'm asking you, whatever you can give, doesn't matter. If you give $100, we'll give you a free subscription to Metaxas Super. For every $100, you get a free subscription. So if you get $500, you get 5 free subscriptions. I hope that means something to you. And let me say that if you get $500, you can come visit us in the studio. But I know you're not giving to get. Go to MetaxasTalk.com. Please be generous. God bless you.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night, or just trudging through each day but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling, and that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started and your first week is free. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Missouri's Republican-led legislature today has approved a sweeping bill to ban abortions at 8 weeks of pregnancy.
Missouri now joins a growing group of states that have moved to severely restrict abortion. Earlier this week, Alabama's Governor Kay Ivey signed one of the nation's most restrictive laws to ban abortion. Kentucky, Mississippi, Ohio, and Georgia have also approved bans on abortion once a preborn baby's cardiac activity can be detected as early as the 6th week of pregnancy.
Correspondent George Bonzani. House Democrats have approved the Equality Act over the objections of critics who claim it violates individual and religious rights. The Trump administration has reached a deal to end a trade standoff with Canada and Mexico. On Wall Street, stocks are lower. The Dow, ahead of the closing bell, is down 88 points. The Nasdaq down 75. This is SRN News.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Oh, my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Hey there, folks. You know, even listening to the Eagles, whom I love, I think when you travel around the world, America is everywhere. Our pop culture is everywhere for good and for ill. And people have a love-hate relationship with America, do they not?
Yes, they do. And in places that would surprise you. I was just in Vietnam, for instance. And, you know, there you discover, as you do in so many other parts of the world, they love American music, American movies. They love America. And I think Americans have the impression that the rest of the world hates us. They're all burning our flag. They're all terrorists. They all want to kill us. And generally speaking, around the world, you discover that Americans, even in places like a Vietnam or a Russia or a Nigeria, you discover that America is the place where they all want to go. For them, it's Disneyland, and it's the place of possibilities. It's the place where dreams come true. And so Americans, generally speaking, in America are thought of in very highly.
Well, it's a strange thing. You refer to the Jekyll and Hyde thing. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, people, I remember being in London in 1984 and some Brit on the street picking up that I was American says, you like Ronnie, do you? Like he was trying to poke me. And yeah. I was then politically liberal and, of course, tremendously young and naive and probably drunk. But I said like, oh no, I don't like Reagan. You know, I'm not like one of those, but you know, I kind of felt like I had to assert my liberal bona fides. And it's so funny because you get that now with Trump, you get that what there's this yeah. back and forth where, you know, who are you for Trump or against Trump? And you know, if I'd been in Europe under the Obama administration, it's a weird thing because the administration sort of represents the government, but usually about half of the people aren't so keen on that administration.
No, listen, let's take Trump as an example. your viewers, I have no idea, very mixed, I'm sure, in terms of what their view on Trump is as well. But we were talking about Nigeria earlier. The Nigerian Christians love Trump. And it is because he has taken Islam very seriously the way our previous president did not. He gets it. And these are people who have been persecuted. He has armed them. He has sent American fighter jets to Nigeria for their defense against Boko Haram. So they love Trump. The taxi drivers in London, you know, love Trump. The elites in London hate Trump. Most Parisians hate, you know.
Just based on that, everyone should love Trump.
Yeah, precisely.
I mean, really.
But America's influence, Eric, is very Jekyll and Hyde in going back to Africa, for instance. You recall when Obama was going to Kenya, and they were putting tremendous pressure on the Kenyans on their policy regarding abortion, regarding homosexuality. And these were things that the Kenyans deeply resented, as do many other African countries. So there's this kind of influence.
Because they're infinitely more Christian in their worldview than the former
yes.
president.
Yes, there's that kind of American influence, which is very Hyde-like, and also the fact that American foreign policy tends to be very fickle. You know, we support you, and then we don't. And and they're very aware of this, that America's foreign policy is very ADD. On the other hand, they do recognize there is a kind of inherent goodness to America. They recognize that when they're in trouble, that their support doesn't come from Red China, and it doesn't come from...
What a surprise.
Yeah.
I'm sorry we're out of time. My friend Larry Alex Taunton, it's been a great pleasure. Thank
you. Hey, delighted to be with
folks,
you,
folks, don't forget to go to LarryAlexTaunton.com. Free balloons and cigarettes if you go before midnight tonight.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.